Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This episode is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
This is CE on ReachMD, and I'm Dr. Douglas Atkins. Today, I will discuss strategies for managing immune-related adverse events associated with perioperative immune checkpoint inhibitors in patients with locally advanced head and neck squamous cell carcinoma. This slide demonstrates for you the proportion of patients who develop immune-related adverse events with perioperative pembrolizumab on the KEYNOTE-689 file. As you can see, the vast majority of immune-related adverse events were targeted toward the thyroid and led to hypothyroidism in 24.7% of patients and hyperthyroidism in a smaller fraction of 8.9% of patients. Skin toxicity and pneumonitis occurred in a substantially smaller proportion of patients, but are important for us to discuss today. With respect to monitoring for immune-related adverse events, my recommendation at baseline, perform physical examination, blood counts, liver function test, a serum creatinine, and a free T4 and a TSH. And then with every administration of immune checkpoint inhibitor, you conduct a clinical exam, repeat liver function tests, and serum creatinine, along with periodic testing with a free T4, TSH, and the blood count. On an as-needed basis, it's important to consider O2 saturation and chest CT scan testing if there's clinical concerns from pneumonitis, cortisol and ACTH for clinical concerns with hypoadrenalism, amylase and lipase for concerns with pancreatitis, a urinalysis for concerns with nephritis, and a troponin and a CPK for concerns for myocarditis. I'd like to discuss mitigating immune-related adverse events across the SIT areas of thyroid disorders, pneumonitis, and skin toxicities. It's important to recognize that many, if not most, immune-related adverse events that occur with perioperative pembrolizumab are manageable by the oncologist, but there are occasions where one should consider multidisciplinary referrals as needed, such as the endocrinologist, dermatologist, or the pulmonary physician. In my experience and in the clinical trial, KEYNOTE-689, subclinical hypothyroidism or asymptomatic overt hypothyroidism were the most common immune-related adverse events associated with pembrolizumab. These conditions be managed with supplementation by ribothyroxin and continuation of the immunotherapy drug is appropriate. In the case of thyrotoxicosis or hyperthyroidism, most of these cases are asymptomatic and patients can continue under immunotherapy. And over time, most cases of initial onset hyperthyroidism will evolve into hypothyroidism and will require supplemental levothyroxine replacement. Rash and pruritus are very common with pembrolizumab. In most cases, this is mild, and patients can be managed symptomatically with creams that could include corticosteroids or antihistamines, either oral or by skin application. Generally, immunotherapy may be continued in mild rash and pruritus conditions. Special note to discuss pneumonitis, which is infrequent, but an important, potentially serious side effect of perioperative immune checkpoint inhibitors. Any grading of pneumonitis, if that is apparent, it's important to hold immunotherapy to assess the etiology of the pneumonitis, treat it, and then later on, when the patient is better and recovered, consider the possibility of re-implementing immunotherapy based on clinical judgment. Patient education is a key element of informing patients about possibility of immune-related adverse events with perioperative pembrolizumab. I always tell patients the red flag symptoms that should be immediately reported to the MD. These include shortness of breath, cough, dyspneic exertion, which would be signs of pneumonitis, or diarrhea, which would be signs of colitis. Also, I share with patients that thyroid disorders and rash are the most common immune-related adverse events but are manageable without discontinuation of pembrolizumab. Well, my time is up. I hope you found this overview useful. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Total CME LLC and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/CME. Thank you for listening.